Chris Enroth from the University of Illinois Extension is our guest here this morning. He's a horticulture advisor, and it seems funny to be talking in the middle of February. It's not even the middle of February, Chris, about pruning and things like that. But I know that there's things that people can do around the yard, as you indicated, trimming your maple tree or looking at other deciduous bushes and taking care of those right now. What about the grasses? Are they going to suffer from lack of or you know, snow cover?
That's a good question. So what most of our lawn grasses are here in Illinois are cool season grasses, which means they're more adapted to our colder weather, and that's good. The unfortunate thing, though, is with some of our weather that we've had, like the ice, we had ice in December, and what typically occurs there when you have ice is the kids go sledding on the ice, and it's a lot of fun, but the crowns of the grass plant itself are more exposed to, and they're more vulnerable to damage. And so when you run that sled over there, or you walk on it, you might find this spring, you can see the path where you went sledding or you went walking on that grass, because it's more exposed and vulnerable, especially during ice storms. And so snow cover in that sense is protective. It insulates the grass, keeps it protected in the winter. So that's the benefit to snow. I would say if you do have situations like that, you know, you'd probably be looking to overseed those areas. If you have like a Kentucky bluegrass lawn, which tends to spread back in and fill in areas that were damaged and dead, that will work as well. But this spring, I will certainly be overseeding parts of my lawn.
Same here.
Yep. So we'll be overseeding our lawn. So just probably something to keep in mind. And in terms of trying to fix any damage that might have occurred from the winter.
You know, I know we've talked about this before, and it always stuck with me, because I think it was you that said at one point, there are times to seed your lawn and times not to seed your lawn because of how it will take the seed.
That's very true. So the ideal time to seed a lawn is actually after the summer, which a lot of people, it's contrary to what we think.
Yes.
Because when we're coming out of the summer, the soils are nice and warm, the seed germinates very readily, and those annual weeds which germinate in the spring, their life cycle is done by that end of the year right there. And like I said, we have cool season grasses which are more adapted to our falls and springs. And so by the time we get through fall, winter, spring, we get to summer, it's very well established. Whereas if you seed in the spring, the soils are cold. We got more annual weed competition. We get more rain typically in the spring, which means either might be harder to get the seed down, or the seed might get washed away, or it might rot. A lot of animals are hungry coming out of the winter, so they're looking for food. It's just not the ideal time. But it's not going to hurt to throw some seed down in the spring. So I still do it, but remember, the ideal time is late summer, early fall for us.
Yeah, when the ground is warm, it's going to sprout. What about leveling off different places? It always seems like the winter sometimes does that, and I don't know if that's just a tracking pattern or rain has washed away some topsoil. You know, do you recommend that at all? And what about aeration?
Oh, those are great questions. With in terms of the freeze-thaw effect, what it does in the winter, it might push up portions of your yard. It might make it bumpy and uneven. So I would say, you know, if that is the case, and especially if, you know, you do find yourself going out your yard, tripping around, and you see that, you know, it's really bumpy, uneven, you can take a roller and just lightly roll the lawn in the spring once the soil has thawed and everything. Now, that does also, it could potentially compact the soil. So another thing you do after rolling it is you come in with a hollow tine aerator, the kind that pulls the plugs out of the ground, like at a golf course, and you see all the little plugs on the ground. Use one of those, and you can rent those at any local equipment store here in town, to core aerate your lawn. And you want to make sure you do that when the lawn is green and actively growing. So, you know, now is not a good time when it's brown and dormant. So when it's green and actively growing, it will recover very quickly.
You know, pets can take their toll on the lawn in the summer
or in the winter
too. We both know that. Any advice there?
Well, I have a dog. I used to have two dogs, but now we have one dog. And so with our dog, he really tears the lawn up mm-hmm. in the wintertime. So what we've done is we've actually taken one of our planting beds, our perennial beds, and even though my wife is not a big fan of this, we don't plant anything in it. We just mulch it. And so, and then he's out on a lead that when he has to go outside, we put him on the lead, and he can only really stick to the mulch. And that way it doesn't affect the lawn as well. Mm-hmm. So we kind of control where he gets to go. Yeah. He still can get to a little bit of the lawn. And of course, you know, every time he goes out there as often as he can. So in that situation, if you have a lawn where they're just tracking or creating cow paths or leaving spots,
it usually recovers, it seems, but
it will, but you have to just be coming back in, overseeding, core aerating. Some of the diligent dog owners, they will follow their dog out with a canteen of water, and they'll pour the water where they go.
That's diligent.
It dilutes the nitrogen. Dog urine is very heavy in nitrogen, and so that it really burns the grass in that mm-hmm. sense. So, it's different techniques. We tried to do the exclusionary technique. Mm-hmm. Some people actually do, I call it, it's like rotational grazing. I don't know what else to call it, but the dog goes on one side for a couple weeks and they go on the other side and lets the lawn recover. So there's different techniques, or just walk the dog and mm-hmm. they can go on the neighbor's boxwood or something.
Just bring those baggies, right?
Yes.
We're going to take a news break. Chris Enroth from the University of Illinois Extension with us here this morning. And again, as we get rolling, if you have questions, you can call us at 342-9194.